High, verily, I thought our end was nigh.
The Force have mighty power o'er the weak and simple-minded of this universe.
Dost thou believe we shall therein in yon dank place discover any pilot who hath means to transport us to Alderaan?
A goodly crew of freighter pilots here may oft be found. But prithee, take good care. This small cantina hath an ill repute.
I find myself prepared for everything.
The youth hath vigor, hopefully judgment too.
They enter the cantina with many beings and an innkeeper.
Now mark thee well, good viewer, what you see. Such varied characters are on display. For never hath there been such company as in Mos Eisley gathers day by day. The creatures gather round the central bar, while hammerheads and horned monsters talk. A band composed of aliens bizarre, this is the great cantina. Thou mayest gawk.
The word, herein, we shall not serve their kind. Thy droids, they must depart beyond these walls.
Good friends, pray wait beside the speeder now, for we desire no conflict here today.
I do with all my heart agree, dear sir.
Exeunt droids. Enter Chewbacca speaking with Obi-Wan and two beings speaking to Luke.
I say, he liketh not thy look.
Forgive me, sir. Nor do I like his face, yet do I groan?
I do not like thy look. Indeed, young lad, I bite my thumb at thee. Proceed with care, for we two men are wanted by the law. I have earned the penalty of death in many systems, and would gladly earn it here as well, if thou provoke me to't.
I would mayhap be fearful if this man hath even shoulder height on me attained. Tut, careful shall I be.
Thou shalt be dead!
Obi-Wan approaches.
Pray, peace. This little lad's not worth thy time. Now come, let us be friends, my goodly sir. Then shall we to thy health and welfare drink.
Being two strikes Luke. Obi-Wan brandishes his lightsaber, injuring being two and severing being one's arm. Exeunt beings one and two.
I have no wish or purpose here to fight, yet have these drunkards left me little choice. But there is yet a lesson to be learned. This Obi-Wan, though old, hath still the gift. Chewbacca here doth service as first mate upon a ship that may our purpose meet.
Enter Han Solo, who joins Chewbacca, Obi-Wan, and Luke at a table.
Han Solo at thy service, gentlemen. The great Millennium Falcon is my ship. My first mate Chewie telleth me ye seek safe passage to the system Alderaan.
Aye, true, if 'tis a vessel swift of flight.
A vessel swift of flight, thou sayest? Hast thou not heard of the Millennium Falcon, sir?
Now shall he boast. But if his ship we'd have, some boasting will endure. Nay, should I have?
'Tis but the ship that hath the Kessel Run accomplished in 12 parsecs, nothing more. Imperial starships have I slyly scaped, but nothing more of that. And neither do I speak about bulk cruisers, small, but vast Corellian ships. Yet nothing more, no more. I shall not brag about her speed, good sir. Suffice to say, the ship shall fill thy needs, as she's the fastest ere, but nothing more.
Aye, nothing more. I wish he'd hold his peace. This man, it seems, doth love his ship far more than ere I saw a man his woman love.
Pray tell, what shall the cargo be?
Myself, the boy, two droids, and ne'er a question asked.
'Tis what, a touch of local trouble here?
Nay, let us simply say it thus. We would imperial entanglements avoid.
Aye, there's the rub. So shalt thou further pay. 10,000 is the cost. And every bit shalt thou deliver ere we leave the dock.
10,000? Fie! We could our own ship buy for such a sum as this.
A goodly jest. For who should pilot such a ship? Shouldst thou?
Thou knave, I could indeed. A pilot skilled am I in my own right. Now should we stay and be abused more by this man's words?
2,000 can we render to thee now, and 15 more deliver when we come with safety unto Alderaan's bright port.
Say 17? Congratulations, men. Thou hast a ship secured, and will depart whene'er thou art prepared. Thou shalt find me at docking harbor number 94.
Aye, 94.
It seemeth that thou may already have provoked some interest.
Exeunt Obi-Wan and Luke as stormtroopers pass by.
Oh,
17! So must they desperate be. This truly may my swift deliverance prove. Go thou unto the ship and be prepared.
Chewbacca exits.
In times now past have I poor judgments made, and now these errors plague my very soul. For freedom I was made, for taking wing. Yet as a market man I cannot fly. For bound by debts, by duty, and by fear, I live my life along the razor's edge. One part of me that hunts for better life, and one part hunted for the life I've led. My own existence is a paradox. A smuggler with a lover's kindly heart. A gambler with a noble spirit brave. I would be better than it seems I am, if ever I transcend the man I was. Perhaps this new employment shall reveal the way I shall make straight my crooked path. Thus heal my past, and write a future new.
Enter Greedo, stopping Han Solo as the latter begins to exit.
Nakuna juta, Solo?
Yes, indeed, good Greedo. I have planned to make my way unto thy master. Tell thou Jabba plain. I have obtained his money.
Sumpichle. Na mala trompi chok, makajisa. Na Jabba na winchi kostpa murishan. Tu ting ye wanya koska. Na chaski ni o wiku chusku.
'Tis true, yet this time is the money truly mine.
Kilichalia chulka entum kunkos.
This bounty hunter doth my patience try. Nay, nay, I have not the money with me now. Tell Jabba...
Nichi witi. Algaru puyeenya arugagu shuku shunupu aipi.
But even I from time to time have boarded been. Dost thou believe that ere I had the choice?
Dro Jab, na pakni abnya apna.
Nay, not that. The day when Jabba taketh my dear ship shall be the day you find me a grave man.
Ne uchla numa, chespeka nufa, na krinko kanko, ano choskanya.
Aye, true. I'll warrant thou hast wished this day.
They shoot. Greedo dies.
Pray, goodly sir, forgive me for the mess. And whether I shot first, I'll ne'er confess.
Exeunt. Scene 2. Inside the Death Star. Enter Darth Vader, Grand Moff Tarkin, and Commander Tag.
The princess hath shown great resistance to the mind probe. 'Twere as if she knew the Force, and hath a Jedi's blood to overcome the piercing of her mind by a machine. Belike it shall some length of time yet be, until we can extract the thoughts therein.
Enter Admiral Motti.
The final tests are now complete at last, and thus my news. The Death Star stands prepared. Aye, fully operational it is. So, Governor, what course shall we now set?
Perhaps the stubborn princess shall respond to an alternative persuasiveness.
I prithee, Tarkin, say, what dost thou mean?
Pray patience, Darth. Thou shalt my meaning learn. Now time it is the power of this Death Star shown to all shall be. Now, Admiral, go forth and set thy course for Alderaan.
I understand thee, and with pride obey.
Exeunt Grand Moff Tarkin, Commander Tag, and Admiral Motti.
the death of innocence doth bring me joy. Because the dark side is my chosen path, the senseless end of others pains me not. For I have played the part of judge severe, and then have been the executioner. Why would I care for those on Alderaan, when I have murdered innocents as they? 'Tis my dark calling which I do embrace. To Alderaan we fly on course direct, and to this feast of death I'll not object.
Exit Darth Vader. Scene 3. Mos Eisley on the desert planet Tatooine. Enter C-3PO and R2-D2.
I prithee, lockest thou the door anon?
They hide behind door. Enter stormtroopers.
This door is locked. And as my father oft hath said, a locked door no mischief makes. So sure am I that thus behind this door cannot be found the droids for which we search. And thus may we move on with conscience clear.
Exeunt stormtroopers. C-3PO and R2-D2 emerge.
I'll tell thee true. I would with Master Luke prefer to go now than remain with thee. I do not know what trouble here may be, yet certain am I thou deserv'st the blame.
Hal Warrant, thou shalt have thy recompense.
Mimi, whistle squeak?
Hold thy cursing and most cursed tongue!
Enter Obi-Wan Kenobi and Luke Skywalker.
Thou must thy speed us, so.
That matters not. For ne'er shall I return to this place.
Young Luke doth with a buyer swiftly meet, and in a trice a hasty deal is wrought. A speeder sold along a dusty street, but with the sale new chance for hope is bought.
A paltry sum in truth. Aye, ever since the XB-38 hath been released, this model hath but little value. Fie!
Fear not, it shall suffice. 'Twill serve our need.
All stand aside.
Now, while young Luke and Obi-Wan prepare, their deeds are watched by eyes as yet unseen. With black beak menacing, he spies the pair. Then comes another fiend with portly mien.
Enter Han Solo with Chewbacca and Jabba the Hutt with henchmen.
Mas Olo, I'll up now, Mas Olo.
Now, Mary, 'tis an unexpected scene. Aye. Here, thou Jabba, slimy and rotund. I have awaited long thy coming here.
Uno wa tweepi.
Nay, nay. Thou didst not think that I should run, didst thou?
Nahan, Mabuki. Kili sili kuk. Wan tadamuli ra. Wan kichi sa crispa grido.
Next time thou dost wish to counsel hold with me, pray come thyself. Send not thy churlish, dismal, dreaming knaves.
Ah, Mechise, Bastane, Ono Karkemalia. Iyungi, the imperial Tisa, Twa Pasatic, Wano, Yana Dapunu.
Nay, see here. As I have said before, oh, verily, 'tis though I just have said thus. Even I from time to time have boarded been. Dost thou believe that ere I had the choice? Aye, true. It sometimes seemeth I repeat myself. Now have I, though, a simple charter found. And soon as it is done, thy payment shall be done as well. Belike with interest. I need but time, and I shall do it, sir.
Nahan, Mabuki. Bargan yala kata itha. Sifalu to twanti I, Yabana.
Nay, say thou not so much. 15%, I'll warrant, shall be well.
Sifalu ita, Yabana. Bukimasa. Wang chu kapana, gina mitobank doko, lochoda.
Oh, Jabba, thou weren't a kindly soul.
Boska.
Exeunt Jabba and henchmen.
Now, if yon ship is truly fast, as quick as this Han Solo boasted so, we shall do well.
Spying ship.
What folly-fallen ship is this? What rough-hewn wayward scud is here?
0.5 past light speed shall she make, my lad. Now truly, earneth she low marks for looks, but still a finer spirit hath no ship. Full many small improvements have I made to render her e'en faster than before. Now marry, gentlemen, if thou agree, we shall be off, and speedily from here. And if thy mouth insulteth it again, I promise, boy, thy face shall meet my hand.
Chewbacca, Obi-Wan, Luke, C-3PO, and R2-D2 board ship.
But ere the ship departs the sandy dock, the stormtroopers appear with massive threat. Informed by the beaked spy's traitorous talk, they come upon the ship with weapons set.
Enter stormtroopers.
Pry, stop yon ship! Aye, blast them to the stars!
Chewbacca, prithee, hence! Now let us go!
Oh, traveling in space, it works me woe!
Exeunt. Scene 4. Space, aboard the Millennium Falcon.
Mos Eisley now is left behind at last, while newer scenes come into view apace. As Han's Millennium Falcon flies far fast, the action of our play moves back to space.